Bobby, just kind of start with some general observations on your part when you think back on this game. What comes to mind for you?
Well, you know, I thought we played very good defense at most of the first part of the game, and then we gave up the big play, and, you know, that sort of, you know, hurt us a little bit in our confidence, I think. And on offense, I don't think we did a very good job at all protecting the passer and just didn't, you know, have an opportunity to do the things we'd like to do. You know, I think some passes were there that we could have taken advantage of, but, you know, Larry was running around there for his life a couple times, and, you know, it's hard to operate that and get the production you need out of the passing game. We came back in the second half and ran the ball a little bit better, and then, you know, probably one of the biggest things I thought in the game is poor coverage on kick teams. And, you know, we had a hard time tackling them, and, you know, they got some great field position on our defense. I think one time brought it back to the 31, and that was when it was, I think, 17-10 or maybe 20-10. And you ask your defense not to give them 3 points, you know, much less a touchdown. So we had to gamble a little bit. They hit us with a big screen, and that sort of slammed the door on us.
Yeah, I was going to ask, one of the questions here was, did the defense, were you kind of forced to start gambling when you were behind, and as a result that kind of led to some of those bigger plays?
Not necessarily behind and the field position. Mm-hmm. You know, they got the ball on about, like, I think it was the 31 or whatever. And, you know, you try throwing for a loss to make a field goal a little tougher, and it was third down and 10, and they hit us with a great screen. They did a good job of executing that, and that's what, you know, when you blitz somebody or, you know, a zone blitz them, you take a guy out of coverage, and, you know, they did a good job of blocking downfield and got us.
You were talking about the pressure that Larry was under today. Is it fair to say that as a result of that, he started maybe staring down receivers a little bit? Look, he wasn't able to take the time to kind of go through his reads. He was stuck on one guy.
Well, it probably was. You know, that's kind of tough when you sit there and you know, you try to wait for a guy you think is going to come open if everything works right, and then you feel somebody, and you just can't go through your whole read process.
What was the final explanation you got on the leaping penalty?
Well, I know the rule. You know, you cannot take more than one step and leap in the air and then fall back on somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, John Stokes told me he didn't fall on somebody, but, you know, somebody said he might have, you know, hit somebody on the way down or touched them or something. So I know the rule.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make sure that, you know, they were saying that he actually came down on somebody and fell on somebody. And they said, no, he brushed them. So I don't know. I'll have to look at it on film. But you can't take more than one step and jump in the air and come down on somebody. If you are standing still and you take one step and jump in the air and you happen to fall on somebody, it's not a penalty. But
if you take two, it is. Yeah.
If you take two, you can jump up in the air taking two, but you can't fall on anybody. And that was the explanation. And I'll just have to look at the film and see if they were being picky and or not.
Yep.
So who knows?
Yep. Okay, we'll take a break. More with the coach right after this. Welcome back to the Coke Zero postgame report. We continue with Commodore head coach Bobby Johnson. Georgia winner today 34-10. Bobby, you come out of the locker room down 17-3 at the half, and having gone through that controversial end that gave Georgia that last 3 points of the half, but you put together the best drive of the day coming out of the gates. What made that drive so successful?
Well, we were able to mix it up. We were able to run the football, and Warren Norman did a great job of busting it up through there, and we hit some key passes, and when you're able to mix it up and have success on both ends, you know, it's a lot easier. So if we can continue to run the ball with effectiveness and have some play action off of it, and then when we have to, you know, drop back and we can protect the quarterback, we've got a chance to score.
How big an impact injuries continuing today? Austin Early, Thomas Welch. the ranks are getting a little thin, aren't they?
They really are. And, you know, our guys went back in, tried to play. Thomas tried to play. Austin tried to play. You just got to take your hat off to those guys for wanting to get in there and try to help us win a game. And the other guys have got to step up. You know, we got, you know, people waiting, and, you know, they should really relish the opportunity to get in there and try to make something happen.
I sense today, Bobby, maybe you did on the sideline, or maybe you can't, as focused as you are on the game. Today, to me, felt like the first time that in the fourth quarter the team kind of looked around at each other and said, we can't win today. You know, it was, the frustration seemed to hit them at a level maybe we haven't seen prior to that. Did you sense that at all?
No, I didn't. But in the fourth quarter, we probably didn't have a chance to win.
Yeah.
And, it got down to when they scored off the screen. I mean, the screen pass. And, it was just, with the people we had out, it was going to be hard to sustain drives. And it was tough sledding at that point.
Well, you've gotten the question every week, I guess, for the last few, and you're going to get it again. Obviously, McKenzie comes in on that last drive, goes 6 of 8 on the drive. John was talking, obviously, about, but George is going to play soft and not let anything behind him. So I guess it's a combination of he played well, completed some passes, but probably didn't face the same thing he would have faced if he came in the second quarter, correct?
That's right. McKenzie did a good job, and, that's what we expect him to do if he goes in there. And, I've never said he couldn't do that. But, I think John was right. They had total substitution changes up and playing different coverages. So, but he took advantage of that and made the right throws and did a good job.
I don't think I've asked you publicly, at least. Mac has never said a word, during the course of the – he wants to play and chomping at the bit, but he's been, as far as I know, a total team player in this regard.
He has. He works at it and prepares, and he's ready to go when he gets in there. And you can tell when he overthrew one, he was upset. Mm-hmm. He wants to do well, and, that's just what you expect out of Mac.
Well, you got a challenge ahead of you now to get ready for another. It's not going to get any easier, is it? It's another tough road trip coming up.
That's what I told the guys. This is where we are. You can't feel sorry for yourself, and we can't guarantee anything. You just got to keep working, and that's football. Sometimes you just got to go out there and try to make yourself better. And if you make yourself better, you got a chance to make your team better.
Okay, Bobby, thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Joe.
Coach Bobby Johnson joining us after the game. Georgia 34-10, a winner over the Commodores. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up our portion of the Coke Zero postgame report from the stadium right after this.